The Weekly Connect. The Weekly Connect. On RNIB Connect Radio.
Time to meet Ella, I think, and her human. That's the way you might look at it. The one and only Red Cell. Journalist, author, climber, and soon to be host of our very own Read On programme on RNIB Connect Radio.
Hi, my name's Red Sale, and I'm here this afternoon with my new guide dog, Ella, who's half black lab, half golden retriever. I'm not a natural dog lover. I got bitten on the face by an Alsatian when I was 3, and even 44 years later, I have always been rather suspicious of dogs, almost as suspicious as my cat. But after falling into the model boat pond on Hampstead Heath, just missed the edge with my white stick, I decided that it was probably quite a good idea to get some additional help. So I applied for a guide dog and got sorted out remarkably quickly. I think it was within 7 months. She came and joined our family, and despite my initial reservations, she's become very much part of the family and my visual aid. I've been finding it more and more difficult to navigate the streets of northwest London because so many cafes now have become pavement cafes, and every second shop seems to have an A-frame advertising what they sell in front of them. So it's become a little bit like a sort of glorified game of Donkey Kong navigating the streets of London. And I was coming home battered and bruised and frustrated and actually getting quite agoraphobic, to be honest. There's not always someone whose shoulder you can grab to take you back and forth to the supermarket or to meet somebody for a cup of coffee. And the fact that she can lead me around all the obstacles and get me there in one piece just is a huge weight off my mind. It means I actually look forward to going out now rather than dreading it. She is, like I think an awful lot of guide dogs, a tummy on legs. And recently we were walking down the pavement and there was a toddler eating a croissant or something in front of us. And I could just tell through the harness that she'd latched onto something, she was totally and utterly focused on something ahead of us that wasn't necessarily the pavement. The kid must have dropped the croissant, and suddenly we leapt forward and she hoovered up whatever it was off the pavement. And all I could hear was this child going, "That dog's eaten my bread." So I had a bit of explaining to do, and she hasn't done it since. It's quite unfortunate. On the way to the Heath to go swimming every day, I do walk past a very nice pub. And when I completed my training, I went for a celebratory pint. And the waitress in the pub came up and said, "Oh, what are you celebrating? Oh, what a beautiful dog. Isn't she wonderful? And, well, if you're having a pint, then presumably she'd like some dog treats." And she went and found some dog treats. And now every time we walk past the pub, Ella makes a beeline for the door. And I think everybody thinks that I've trained her to locate my local pub. I think that having Ella in my life has actually made me as mobile as I was about 4 or 5 years ago before my retinitis really took hold and started destroying what little sight I had left. So I can actually enjoy going out again. And for that, I'm incredibly grateful. And I think I'm overcoming my suspicion of dogs. I certainly find her, I have a suspicion of dogs. I'm very, very fond of her. And gradually she is making me far less suspicious of other dogs as well. And she's, as I said, become very much part of the family and very much a companion to me, which when I'm sitting at home and trying to write the books that I write, it's lovely to have some company there.
Thanks to Red there and Ella, of course, let's not forget. If you have a guide dog story you have to tell us about, then please do get in touch. The Weekly Connect at rnib.org.uk.
The Weekly Connect. The Weekly Connect. On RNIB Connect Radio.